sure. Yeah, I was going to say to use if you're playing softball or something, you call those.
Lots of people call them tennis shoes.
Yeah.
But I just call them playing tennis.
Tennis, yeah. How about any names for types of men's shoes that men might wear?
Buck.
All right.
Let's see. Stacy Adams.
Okay. Let's see. What do you know a name for those kind of high heel sort of shoes?
Platform.
Right. Platforms could be men or women.
Right. Bucks could too.
They could too. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, now how about hairstyles? What do you call your hairstyle?
This is afro.
Okay.
But I can get it pressed out.
Right.
Make it straight.
And then, yeah. Okay. You would usually say afro then and not natural for talking about your hair.
Both of them.
But would that mean the same thing to you, afro and natural?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think of an afro as being a little bit shorter than an afro. How about for men?
Same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Same name?
Fro, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Any names for hair that's been pressed?
Straight.
Okay. If you were talking about a boy or a man, that he was not necessarily homosexual, but he acted like kind of like a woman.
Faggot.
Okay. How about when you were little, did you ever hear anybody call anybody a sissy?
Mm-hmm.
What would that mean to you?
Same thing.
A sissy would be somebody who acts.
Mm-hmm. Kind of both sad.
Mm-hmm.
Girls.
How about if we were talking about the same thing now, not necessarily homosexual, but let's say a woman who sort of like walks.
Bulldogger.
Okay, somebody walks like a man and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, would you use the same words if they were homosexual though?
What?
Like the faggot and those words. Those
mm-hmm.
That would be whether they were or not. What I was thinking is that the woman who was not necessarily like a dyke, but was just maybe kind of athletic and sort of walk like a man.
Yeah.
Do you know any names for that? Okay, when did you...
Tomboy,
I was going to say, yeah, when she's a child. I mean, what about a woman who is, well, let's say, sexually overactive? Do you know any names? Like...
Oversex.
How about a man who's sexually overactive?
Sex mania.
That's great. How about, let's see. Well, a woman who is engaged in sexual activities with lots of different men, you call her a whore. Okay. How about, do you have a name for a man who would be engaged in lots of different sexual activities with lots of different
a
women?
Player or a pimp.
Very good. How about, if you were talking about an ugly boy, what might you call him?
Let's see.
He would be a...
Ugly boy. let's see. I'd probably talk about he's so ugly. I'd probably tell somebody he was ugly, but other than that,
I wouldn't. How about an ugly girl? Do you know any names for ugly girl? Do you ever call anybody a doll?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, you say, would you use that for men and women both? Or
mm-hmm.
How would you use it? You'd say, that guy's really...
Can't stand that old dog.
Oh, okay. Now, if you saw a guy that you really thought was, you know, a really attractive guy, you'd say he's really a...
He's cute.
Okay.
I'd say that. Or he's nice looking.
Okay. How about a name for him? Would you say he was a...
Doll.
A doll. Very good. How about a girl who was really attractive? You'd say she was a...
Doll.
A doll. Okay. How about somebody who's a kind of a... always got their nose stuck in books.
Bookworm.
Okay. How about somebody who is always trying to get the teacher to notice them and everything? Getting good with the teacher.
Teacher's pet.
Okay. Do you know the name Brown Nose? Okay. Now, if you're talking about the grades that you go through in school, now the earliest grades you call?
Kindergarten.
Okay, and then after that you say
first grade.
And do you call, let's see, the first, do you call them grade school or elementary school? grades are involved in elementary?
Well, down here in Little Rodney, mm-hmm. first through the fifth is elementary.
Okay, then what comes after that?
Sixth and seventh are grade school.
Uh-huh.
Eighth and ninth. No, let's see, I got it mixed up. First through the fifth is elementary. Sixth and seventh is middle.
Mm-hmm.
Eighth and ninth is junior.
Oh.
And 10th through 12th is senior high.
Right. Very good. What do you call the place where, like at a school where they play basketball and stuff?
In the gym. Gymnasium.
Okay. Wait a minute.